Okay, somebody posted some links to some free speech channels. So, we don't need Google, we don't need Facebook, we don't need any of that. If the world is lost and they want to stay lost, let them. I'm going to link any channel that's conservative, any channel that's free speech, any channel that's on the right-hand side. Jesus sat down on the right-hand side for a reason. Jesus sat down on the right-hand side of God. On the right side, not the left, the right. You might say, well, that's just red versus blue, left versus right. Well, in the natural plane, there's division. I did a video on this, but let me talk about it again. Red versus blue in the natural is division. There has to be division for a birthing. There has to be the sheep and the goat being separated. Now, that's in the natural plane. Also in the natural plane, the red versus the blue. Blue letter law, the letter killeth, to run you to grace. Red represents grace. Everything has more than one meaning, and it's dependent on your perspective. So red versus blue is also face-to-face. So once you break out of the red versus blue game and you understand that your neighbor is not your enemy, like Ephesians 6, it's face-to-face. You're actually looking at a different version of yourself in time. Because we once were lost, but now we're found. We've all been lost. We've all been in delusions and unsaved, right? But we got saved. So when you look at somebody who's not saved, that used to be you. When you look at somebody who's not on the same level of growth, that used to be you. So red versus blue is also face to face. Now in the spirit plane, you got, what would red versus blue? Well, in the vertical, blue is earth. Blue letter law, earth. The flesh is under law. Gravity, the gravity of the matter is you're under the law of gravity, the grave. You're going down, your flesh body's going down to the grave. But the spirit of the matter is you're rising up in the spirit, in the ether. The spirit man's rising up. So how do you rise up? Grace. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So from the vertical plane perspective, you rise up by the blood of Jesus. You're covered by the blood. Now, another spiritual perspective is the red is law. I mean, the blue is law. The red is grace. So, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, when you're walking in love and you're walking in truth and you're walking in the spirit, you're above the law. So you become a law to yourself. You fulfill the law in the spirit. You don't need the law anymore because you are the law. That's why he says, judge yourselves lest you be judged. So from a spiritual perspective, another perspective, the law is not a bad thing. It never was. The law is a good thing, but the flesh can never keep the law. So the only way you're going to win is not try to perfect your flesh, but die daily. Die to the flesh. Walk in the spirit. And it's a moment by moment thing. When you get your new bodies, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So when you get your new bodies, you're not under law. The only thing under law now is the old Adam. When you get your new bodies, you'll be like him, the new Adam. And right now you have the earnest of the spirit, which is the new Adam, walking in the spirit. So the old Adam is under law, under blue letter law, is under the flesh, is under hatred and anger. They actually are their own worst enemy. And you'll see the left will start to destroy itself. If you leave the left alone, they will eat their own. They will destroy their own self. Oh, So your perspective is important when you look at the red versus blue. Yes, the red versus blue is ridiculous down here. He said, she said, comparing yourself with one another. But it's used to cut and to divide the sheep from the goat. But the red versus blue is also the birthing system, the turning machine. So if you just look into it, you'll see the red versus blue also means to turn out copies, turn out babies, produce, reproduce. Because division is needed for production, reproduction, and a cycle. So the red versus blue is the cycle, and you actually have this internal battle going all the time. You're under law and grace, law and grace, law and grace. And eventually you give up on the law and you say, I'm just trust Jesus. I'm not going to trust my work. I'm going to trust Jesus. And the purpose of it is to get you to that point. Just to push out the baby till Christ be formed in you. Then you're above the law. The blue letter law killeth. But the Spirit gives life.